You're talking crazy, Kane. It's impossible. Just forget about it.
Dude, if I can project my spirit into the soul trap, why can't I find some way to project it past the soul trap? Way past. Past life and death. All the way to hell.
There is a way. It's called dying. Now just let it go.
Why do you feel so compelled to save this woman?
Because I like that kid.
Listen to me, Kane. Your father wouldn't let you try something like this, neither will I.
I appreciate that, Ned. But I have to try. She's in hell.
Maybe she deserves to be. Maybe she was a bad person.
She wasn't. I know it.
How?
I just know.
But even if you could get to hell, what makes you think you could save her and bring her soul back?
Forget it, Eva. When he gets obsessed like this, there's no point in trying to reason with him. Dumb, stubborn.
Let's hear what Carl says. Let's hear what Carl says. No, that's not it. I don't hear Carl. Carl! Carl, can you hear me?
Hello, Kane.
Who's Carl?
He's my pet nowhere man.
No way.
Way?
The demon Alistair. Talk to me, dog.
A monarch of hell commands a legion of 80 demons, including Tyrol, Azazel, Asmodeus, Gressel. The demon of family feuds, of sins that pass from parent to child. He will kill you.
That's it? Get him back!
It doesn't work like that. The transmissions are short. It overheats quickly. It takes hours to reestablish the connection.
Well, I'm glad you heard it for yourself. He'll kill you.
We need a plan.
You know, Kane, sometimes you are so full of shit.
After Ned reminded me what a great, upstanding guy I was, we spent a couple hours brainstorming and hatched a plan. All right. Sounds like a plan. Ned, how about a recap?
Let's see. Pretty simple, actually. Only three steps. First, Kane allows his soul to be taken to hell by a demon, leaving his soulless body here to die. Second, Kane uses a holy relic to weaken the demon Alistair long enough to snatch Donna's soul. Third, I resuscitate Kane's dead body, bringing Kane and Donna's souls back into the soul trap, and then Kane's soul back into his body.
Do you hear what we're saying?
I know. Sounds like we're chatting on chilly night at the Gateway Mental Institution.
You're really going to do this?
I gotta try.
Ollie has a really good friend.